malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, the Monday edition, a magical show. Got a fine guest live in the world headquarters here at Devil Radio. She is Deb McGrath. She was a Army captain, so I feel like I got to salute her. She was a CIA officer, and she's currently a wife and a mother. And Deb, obviously, you, like everyone else in this nation, have heard the news of the prospect that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. And as we were coming back on air, I mentioned, I think it's an inflection point politically, at least for this cycle. I can't believe it's not going to be a huge issue that wakes up female voters. If there was any question about why elections matter, there shouldn't be any longer. Deb, what is your electoral position on Roe v. Wade? How do we preserve these rights? And how important do you think it will be as you go forward as a candidate? Does being a woman in this cycle help your cause?
This is an attack on our rights, on our fundamental freedoms. And I will absolutely stand for the rights of women to have their own reproductive care, to have an abortion. And this is, we can't go back. I myself, when I found out that I was having a child, had to make it's an instantaneous decision. This is something that it's a lifelong responsibility. It's a life-changing experience. Every person, every family should get to choose that. And we can't take that away. And this is, again, when we were talking about the right wing fringe, this is their another tactic to make things harder for working families. We know that this is harder on marginalized populations. So I will be standing up for our rights. And this is absolutely a cornerstone of my campaign. I've already been out fighting this week, you know, leading a march in Eau Claire. We were in La Crosse, and we are standing up for this.
Deb, if we look at the current makeup of the Wisconsin legislature, and we've seen the new legislative maps, and I don't mean the congressional maps for a minute, I mean the state legislative district maps. There are going to be Republican majorities, I don't care how big the blue wave is, probably for another decade. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, in the state of Wisconsin, it would make abortion illegal immediately. And there would not be a legislative will, pardon me, regardless of a Democratic governor's desire, there wouldn't be a Republican legislative will to codify what effectively is Roe v. Wade. So if that's going to happen, it's going to have to happen on a federal level for states like Wisconsin. Abe, do you think candidates like yourself will help take up the mantle of this sort of advocacy? Because I don't think we can get it done with the current makeup of the Senate, but you also have to pass it through the House. And we have to retain control of the House to have a fair shot at that. Where do you stand?
Mike, you're absolutely right, because we can't depend on Wisconsin to get this done right away. And can you imagine women in the state losing access to care? This has to be codified in Congress, and it has to be done right away. And if it isn't done before November and January, I will be somebody who can get this done. And I have been able to work with people of diverse voices to get things that done like this. My dad used to say when my dad was former congressman for the third, Al Baldus, and he said there were two ways onto the House floor. You could go through the Republican cloakroom or the Democratic cloakroom. But guess what? There was no code. You used to open the door, and he used to go through that cloakroom every other day and shake hands with folks. And on Friday, he went to ecumenical prayer breakfast, because he said they were great eggs, but it was to be able to reach people where they are. And we know that most Americans want this right. We know that this is what's right for America. So we have got to codify this in Congress, and I will be the one to fight for this. Derek Van Orden will not. He's called abortion genocide.
Deb, new maps in the third CD. We know Stevens Point's now going to be part of that district. It's La Crosse up to Eau Claire, and then down the swingiest part of the state of Wisconsin, the river. Deb, do you think this new map, is it a slightly bluer map in the third?
I I believe yes. And I think that what we are also talking about in the third is that there, I bring a fresh perspective to this race. There are some things that we need to be talking about. We haven't been talking about child reproductive rights. We haven't been talking about child care for, you know, how important that is for families. We need to be talking more about public schools and again, lowering drug prices. The things that we need to get done so that people feel like they can trust us, that's where we need to get to those rural and internet. When we, you know, that needs to be done immediately and not, you know, some long-term plan. It's like electricity. Kids need to be able to go to do their homework in their own homes instead of the quick trip parking lot. So there are some things that we need to get done right away. And I think that we can work on those things across the aisle. I can.
Ron Kind used to use the vernacular of the district quite a bit. He'd talk about planting the seed corn. Have you picked up any third CD vernacular out there on the road talking to the rural folks and the other folks?
Well, we're talking about the fight. And that's when I say strength for Wisconsin. Because Wisconsinites can't, that they make up their own minds. And that, you know, this people think, oh, well, they, you know, they went for Trump. It must be turning red. I disagree. I think that we need to be talking about those issues that really matter to people at their kitchen table. And it is about lowering drug prices. It's about making sure we have affordable and accessible health care and great public schools in every zip code, and making sure we have infrastructure built out and then investments to farms and businesses so they can be sustainable and innovative. People need to hear that we want to make a difference for them, and that is who we are in Wisconsin.
Deb, we're going to speed round right to the end here, and we'll get your website in. But are you a dog or a cat person?
Growing up, I was always a dog person. So you have to say what you were first. But I've come to really like cats, too. And so cats can almost be like dogs sometimes.
Deb,
I'm a pet person.
Wisconsin traditions mean drinking a beer, if appropriate, with our favorite politicians. What would be your favorite cold adult beverage?
Well, I'm Minocqua. Minocqua's beers are some of my favorites, and having developed a glass of white, you know, a taste for white wine now and then on a summer day is great with the cheese, right?
Not bad. Our pal Kirk Bankstead from Minocqua Brewing, he'll appreciate that. What show did you binge on Netflix or whatever during the pandemic?
Well, I have to say Mrs. Maisel was a ton of fun.
That's an,
you know, that
one
was a lot of fun. And Jack Ryan, everybody kind of asks me about Jack Ryan. So I had to watch it so that I could answer questions. And no, I've never been picked up by a helicopter at a dinner party.
Deb, how many kids do you have? Boys, girls, what do you got?
We have three of our own, two boys and a girl. One's in the Army, and one's in data analyst, and one is a foreign service officer. And then my son, my husband has a daughter who's a teacher for special ed kids in New Hampshire.
Folks, she's Deb McGrath. She's a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Deb, if people want to support your campaign, give them the website.
DebMcGrathForCongress.com.
Excellent. Any other final thoughts? We got like 30 seconds. That went quick on the website.
I am never going to stop fighting for us in Wisconsin, for our families, for our economy, for the strength of our nation. I'll never stop fighting for you.
Deb, really appreciate your resume and look forward to talking to you more. Hope to see you at the big convention in the third CD, the Democratic Party convention, end of June. Thank you, Deb McGrath. Stick around. My little buddy Dominic joins us. The Monday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on. More Devil's Advocates.
Thank you, Mike.
You're quite welcome.
The London Broadcasting Company.